Hello, listeners, and welcome to another week of Nonfiction Friends. We are continuing our Harry Potter celebration for the month by doing a cookbook. And not just any cookbook, the Geeky Chef cookbook.
Yeah.
So we found some Harry Potter recipes within. Mm-hmm. And since Rebecca wasn't able to join me for the last cookbook, yep. I thought all the better for her to get in on this one. To start off, I thought we would do a Bertie Bott's Every Flavored Beans Taste Challenge.
Why?
So, Rebecca and I will each try three apiece. We'll go back and forth, try to guess the flavor.
Right.
We're going to do a blind pick of this pile of jelly beans we got here.
Jeez. Should we say what the flavors are in this box?
Yeah, we can say a few of them, okay. Not all of them.
Okay, well, you've got your normal fruity flavors like lemon and apple and watermelon. And then you've got such nasty ones as earwax, booger.
Dirt.
Yeah, sausage and vomit.
Is sausage a nasty flavor?
Well, I mean, if you're eating sausage, it's fine. But if you're eating a jelly bean, I feel like it would be.
It's a savory jelly bean.
I mean, some people eat grass, but that's not like a thing.
You mean like salad?
Which one are you not wanting to get the most?
Rotten eggs.
Yeah.
Because, and I reserve the right to throw up.
Please don't.
Because that one is, I don't know. The devil made that one. And
I think it's between that one and vomit for me.
Vomit's not too bad. I can deal. I can suck.
The really,
one I,
Josh?
The
really?
One I want the most is probably green apple.
I like candy floss. Cotton candy.
That's too sweet.
No, but it's pink.
Yeah. I'm very scared.
I'm not a fan of cinnamon either, so like that's not going to work for me. Okay. Are you going first? Yes, you are.
It's
your
okay,
idea.
Cool.
So you're going first. Should we just, yeah, go for it. Ready? Shake it up. Okay.
Great.
You have to actually grab one. There
okay,
you go.
I got one. Why are you laughing?
I'm so scared. I don't know. I didn't even see what you picked.
Huh.
What's the verdict?
Well, it's not a tasty one. It's a bad one.
It's a bad
that's
one.
For sure.
Right out of the gate.
I think it's black pepper.
Gross. Nice. Okay. So make sure you see what I pick up so that you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Ready?
Did you see what I picked up?
No, I didn't look.
Oh, okay.
I was too scared. All right. Touching all of them.
No cheating.
Okay, here we go. Do you see it?
Yes.
I'm scared.
You should be. Maybe. Possibly. Good or bad jelly bean?
I can't tell.
Oh, that's weird.
It's kind of like... Is it cinnamon? Did I get cinnamon?
No. What you picked up looked like banana.
Okay. All right. I guess. Okay. I don't taste... No, yeah, okay, I taste banana.
Okay.
Are you sure you want that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a really good one.
Okay.
I can feel it. Do you see it?
Yes, I feel it. I see it.
Don't touch the...
I wasn't supposed to lick it first? What does it taste like?
Yeah, not a great one I'm getting.
Well, looking at this plate, I feel like there's an uneven amount of nasty to... The good ones.
I'm pretty sure this is vomit.
It was earthworm.
What?
Yeah. You picked up earthworm. It was this one. That guy right there. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
How do they know what earthworms taste like?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, okay. I see it.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know. Tell me. See if you guessed it right.
Watermelon?
Yeah.
Yes!
Man, I want a good tasting one.
So you had two nasty ones and I had two good ones. All right, last one.
Maybe if I can get soap, I can wash my mouth out.
I don't think that's how that works. Wait, I didn't see it.
My soap, right?
No, it's not soap. I'll tell you that much.
What do you know?
You're right. I've never actually tasted soap.
What is this?
You got earthworm again.
What? No. I thought it was familiar.
Because you're such a connoisseur of earthworms now.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Last one.
That's for sure. At least I took out most of the earthworm for you.
You're right. Okay. You see it?
I do.
Oh, no. I'm really bad at this. Because I can't tell. Oh, no. Is marshmallow?
No, it's watermelon again.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We are terrible at this, Josh.
You need to eat a bad one.
Okay, I will on purpose eat a bad one, but it's of my choosing.
Here, black pepper.
No, I'm not eating the pepper. I'm going to eat the sausage one. Is this one right?
No, it's this one.
Nope, not that one. Yeah, this one's awesome.
Oh, man. Essence of earthworm.
That is so gross. Ew! That is so gross! Oh, man. Okay, that's really gross. See, now I want to eat the marshmallow one, but it looks just like the earwax one.
Earwax. Yeah, earwax is lighter. Marshmallow is this one?
Josh, I think you should eat the booger one.
Bogey? What's Alas. It look like?
I'm going to eat the Tutti Frutti Where's to get bogey? The sausage flavor
Here's
out
Here's bogey.
Of
That's a bogey one.
Eat it. Do it for
I've
our
eaten,
listeners.
No, I've eaten three nasty beans.
What's a dark one? What is that one? Oh, it's dirt.
I need to cleanse my palate.
You know what? The Tutti Frutti isn't even that good. Like, what did you just eat?
Apple.
Okay. I'm going to do it. For our listeners, I'm going to eat booger. We're all going to pretend like we don't know what boogers taste like now. Ready?
How do they get earthworm? I don't understand.
So, booger.
It tastes like a booger.
It tastes like celery.
Interesting. It's green.
All right. Well, that was an unpleasant way to spend a couple of minutes, Josh.
Yes. Well, it's over now.
Should we move on to the tasty food?
Yeah. But before that, got some questions for you.
You do?
Yeah. So, concerning chocolate frogs.
Yes.
Would you eat them?
Well, that's a good question. You're like, on a philosophical level, would I eat a chocolate frog knowing it acts like a frog? That is a good question. Yes, it's chocolate.
Okay. That's fine. Who would you want to get in your chocolate cart? You're like for the wizard or which wizard card thing that's in the
Dumbledore.
Yeah,
right?
That's fair.
Yeah, or Godric Gryffindor, of course, because
that'd be really cool.
Gryffindor. Yeah.
I want one of those. That'd be so cool. In terms of the banquet hall.
Okay.
Where all the food appears.
Yeah, just magically
appears.
You ever
think about that? Because like...
It's the house elves. Remember?
What, the food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. Yeah. Those house elves must be cooking all day long.
I remember when I saw like the first movie and I saw all that food appear. I was like, I was so hungry. I just wanted to eat.
Yeah. I always, like every time there's a great hall appearance in the movies, I look at what's on the table.
Was it? No, it was Ron who was just like going.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what you would be like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of food, mm-hmm. either in the books or the movies, sounds or looks delicious to you?
Let's think. Well, I like how in Halloween, the tables in the Great Hall were just covered in candy and all the things that we love.
You think that they kept the students on a balanced diet?
I mean... When you look at the breakfast table, there's toast and eggs and fruit and stuff like that.
I know, but
it's
like,
Halloween.
But there's like no stopping them just from eating endlessly.
That is true. Especially the Hufflepuffs. Their common room is right next to the kitchen.
Yeah.
So.
I would be hungry all the time.
Hufflepuff is just the house of eaters. Well, I would have to say I'm curious. I would like to try the book's version of butterbeer. Because I've tried the one in the parks, in the Universal Parks, and I've tried the one at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour in London. Yeah. But doesn't Hermione get kind of like tipsy drunk off of butterbeer in the books, in the pub? So is there like two different kinds?
I mean, you figure like not everyone makes butterbeer the same. And it literally has beer in the name. So like,
it's true.
Someone somewhere along the line had to like...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And of course, the drinking age in England is 18, so...
I think I would like to drink pumpkin juice. I don't like pumpkins.
No, I don't either.
But like, it always sounded like delicious.
Yeah. I was thinking about that answer, but then I was like, no, it doesn't make any sense because I don't like
pumpkin. Everything in the Harry Potter universe sounds sickeningly sweet.
Yes. Yes. But the English, they do like their sweets.
Like, in the first movie when Harry's like, I'll buy the whole cart, you know?
I know. Like, way to prove that you can't be trusted with your own money, Harry.
He felt bad for Ron, who had a nasty sandwich ball.
He's not doing him any favors by giving him that whole cart of candy. Also, what if the rest of the kids on the train wanted some candy? Nobody else gets any.
Well.
Because Harry just bought it all.
He was saving them from cavities.
They were probably waiting, and like, that's probably why Draco stopped. Started like not liking him like right off the bat, because he was like, I really wanted a chocolate frog on the train and you bought them all. I hate you.
I guess. I guess. I mean, that's plausible.
I would like, you know,
Potter.
I would like to try one of the things inside the wizarding, Weasley's snack box.
I was thinking about that. You remember the candy that they ate where like when they like they would make animal noises?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was good. And Ron roars like a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I wouldn't want to eat a puking pastel, though.
For obvious reasons.
Right. And that lollipop that Neville has in the candy shop that Harry grabs and takes with him.
Port. This is mine, though.
Why is it always me? Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. So, I think now we should get into our recipes that we made.
Right. Both from the same book.
Both from the same book, yes. The Geeky Chef Cookbook by Cassandra Reeder. Mm-hmm. You can find this in our library under 641.5. I definitely recommend checking this out.
Yeah.
It doesn't only have Harry Potter recipes in it. It also has Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, Star Wars, a whole bunch of Star Trek. Yeah.
Video games like
Minecraft.
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely Firefly. Check this out if you want any of these recipes.
Yeah, there were a few options.
Yeah, I couldn't choose. Themes. I eventually settled on something that I will reveal in a minute.
Am I going first?
You are going first.
Okay, well, I chose butterbeer.
What's that?
It's two separate words in this book, by the way.
Butter, is it one word?
Beer. In the books, isn't it one word? I don't know. This one's butter beer. Okay?
Buttered beer. No.
This is this person's interpretation. They have never had the one in the parks, the Universal Parks. So
really?
This is their homemade version. Yeah, I know, right? Some people aren't lucky enough to visit the parks as often as we are, Josh.
Well, I'm just...
She has a little snippet in here. It says, a little known fact that butterbeer was actually a thing before Rowling ever wrote Harry Potter, or before she was born. I'm getting to it. Oh. Gosh. There was a Tudor beverage, which everybody who knows me knows that I am a fangirl of the Tudor era, known as buttered beer, B-E-R-E, which made its first known appearance in writing in The Good Housewife's Handmade for the Kitchen, published in 1594. Bonkers.
Wow.
So this recipe combines elements of the ancient Tudor drink as well as Rowling's butterscotchy description and can be served hot or cold. For this recipe, because I was transporting it here today, I went with the cold version. I also kept mine dairy-free because I am unable to eat dairy. So
interesting.
It's got non-alcoholic beer in it. And you do cook it for 20 minutes. So any trace of alcohol, if you use the non-alcoholic beer, is totally
gone. You have to cook.
Yes. Which is why you can have it hot or cold, because it starts off hot either way, and then you can either add things for the warm version or not. There's a lot of different options. It's got a lot of spices in it, cinnamons and cloves and allspice. It's got
similar spice is what I had to put in mine.
Yeah, mm. Good stuff. Yeah. Nice fall drink. I bet the warm one is really good, like on a nice crisp fall day. Mm. It's got butter in it. You can put...
Wait, there's butter in butter beer?
Yes. It's actual buttered beer. It's a literal name.
You just put a stick of butter in there and you just...
A tablespoon, thank you. Not okay. A stick. This isn't Paula Deen.
That's what you stir the butter beer with.
Right? It just evaporates. Oh, gross. Gross. This is very sweet. If you are able to eat dairy, you can put the evaporated milk that is suggested in it. And then it's topped with whipped cream. So because I can't have dairy, I used almond milk whipped cream. And I think it tastes
very good.
Delicious. Very sweet, though. We only had, a third of it before we tapped out?
Yes, it is terribly sweet.
It's very sweet. But I will say that the regular cold version of butterbeer in the Universal Parks is too sweet for me. I can't drink it.
Oh, I can down that,
I like the frozen one and the hot one, but I do not like the regular cold
one. I'll drink them both.
Just double-fisted. Cold and hot. the one that is in the Warner Brothers Studio Tour in London is actually really gross. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no.
It's disgusting. I couldn't drink it. I had one sip, and there's actually, there's the cart where you buy it.
Why is it different?
And then right next to it, there's a pour out and wash your cup section.
Ugh.
So, it's a thing that everyone's pouring out this drink because it's a lot.
So then why, if they know it's bad, then why not make it better?
That's what Rowling wanted. That was her recipe. I don't agree.
Does she drink it herself?
That's a good question. Maybe if she's listening, she'll chime in and answer for us.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
JK, please.
JK, JK, please. Not JK.
Oh, not JK, but... You know.
Okay. But I will say that it does go very well with what you brought in today, Josh.
Yes. Inspired by another Harry Potter favorite, I made pumpkin pasties.
Mm-hmm.
These can be found on Honeydukes Trolley mm-hmm. on the Hogwarts Express. It's one of the very first wizarding foods that Harry Potter enjoyed. And I will say this was a very... It was much harder than my last bake that I did.
Your cheeseburger cupcakes?
Yes, my cheeseburger cupcakes.
Hmm.
Cupcake dough, I mean, cupcake, cake stuff batter. Is like batter, is a lot easier to handle. Because for this one, we had to make our own crust. And yes. I thought about cheating and buying some pie crust from the store, but I didn't.
No cheating.
So did go all in, made the crust from scratch.
Good for you.
Boy, did it make a mess. It's a very, wet dough, I will say. And that, it had to be chilled in the fridge.
Right, because if it gets too warm, it, falls apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the end, we did make it a little too wet, but it didn't really affect the overall taste, I don't think. As for the filling, the pumpkin filling, this is, I enjoyed it the most. I'm not a fan of pumpkin myself.
Yeah, me neither.
But the filling, mm-hmm. With all the spices and, all the ingredients in it, spices such as cinnamon, ginger, cloves, cardamom, and allspice, it just made it, eating, pumpkin pie filling. I don't know.
Yeah, but, more spice.
More spice. A little bit now. a little bit more kick. Yeah, can you give us a live update on how that tastes? Yeah. And it said, at the end that we could add, a glaze on top, which was, a melted, butter and cinnamon. And
yes.
It was good, and I definitely recommend doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We had to improvise a little bit as far as the pastry goes because it called for to make 4-inch circles and then we only had a 4.5-inch. So the pastries are a little bit bigger than the ones in the book and they cooked for a little bit longer than I would have liked. Because in the end, we actually ended up baking them, I want to say, like a half hour longer.
Whoa.
Yeah, which was, I was like, these look half really hour. Pale. Yeah.
Wow. Well, they turned out really well.
Yeah, not, I like, think so.
Overcooked.
I'm very right surprised. I've eaten, God, three so far. They're very good. I definitely recommend making this one.
Yeah.
However, I also wanted to note that for the filling, the amount that they have you make, there is way more filling than you have pastry for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The amount of filling we had left over was ridiculous. It was just like a whole, like, I don't know, sheet full of filling. I'm just like, I didn't even use like half of it for the pastry.
That's crazy. I wonder why.
I was like, maybe tone down like the amount of like stuff so you don't have to make so much and waste so much. I mean, we could have used it for something else.
Your dough would have gone farther if you hadn't done a half inch more on each one, though.
I know. We had some dough left over, but by the time we were done making it, it was overworked and
chewy.
It was chewy. Yeah. Moist and soggy and gross.
Lovely.
Yeah, but for never having made like crust before from scratch, mm-hmm. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, you did really well.
Yeah.
You and Jesse.
Yes, me and my wife. Because
she cheated. That's fine. I didn't cheat. I did mine all by myself.
I didn't cheat. I'm not a baker, so I didn't understand a lot of the words.
You used your live-in house elf.
Ah, I did not. Look,
What house is Jesse in?
Hufflepuff.
Everybody needs a Hufflepuff. I thoroughly agree.
Yeah.
They make good spouses.
They do. Okay, so without further ado.
Yes, what's coming up? We are inspired by the fact that St. Cloud Branch is doing a whole month full of Harry Potter events in September.
Yes.
So what's today's?
Their normal kitchen reader program is featuring the unofficial Harry Potter cookbook. So they are going to be cooking recipes from that cookbook specifically. And this will be on Tuesday, September 11th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it is at the St. Cloud Branch. So you can celebrate Harry Potter month with a special edition of this month's kitchen reader.
All right.
Yeah. And I definitely, if you probably got butterbeer over there, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Or maybe someone made pumpkin pasties. Who knows?
We'll see. We'll see. You have to go to the program and find out.
Oh, yeah. And check out our Instagram picture for this episode specifically. Yes. So you can see the butterbeer and you can see the pumpkin pasties.
Yes, at Osceola Library on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be on our Facebook as well.
Osceola yeah.
Library System.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cool. Well, Griffin adored these recipes, Josh.
Man, I wasn't even ready.
Sneak attack. Okay, but today's closing thought is...
I'm reading it.
Do we still love Harry Potter after all these years?
Yes, we do.
Always.
I'll let that one.